You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, it's In the Conversation. It's Damian Lemon on my right-hand side.
Let's see what we do today. El alcalde. Vladimir Camaño.
Translation.
On my left-hand side.
We got Ali Muhammad. Welcome to the conversation.
Everybody got a drop.
There ain't no drop, man. I'm the last motherfucker to speak. Yeah, so I'm just welcome the people.
Let the brother take his time. Why you rushing people, man?
I like how the drops become
why you rushing people?
It's not a drop. It's just some more shit to say.
That's welcome.
Maybe it was because Vlad took forever to say not even his name.
It sounded like a long
Emmy. What did you say?
It sounded like, I wanted to make it sound like a long Emmy. Like a long Emmy speech. That's what I wanted to get the feel. Yeah, I wanted to get the feel. Yeah, I was inspired by the Emmy speeches. So let me take my time.
Do you feel like they went too long?
No. Just you go up there. You know, you worked hard for this award. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want to say the wrong thing about an Emmy speech.
No, you don't.
Be careful.
Yeah, yeah, you might get drug out here on these internet.
Get Nancy Guthrie.
Nancy Lee. Yeah, I don't even know her name. I'm never going to commit it to memory.
Old General Hospital, white lady, hating ass, bitter, soap opera lies, bad ass.
Yo, get out of here with that shit. Let this shit be a fucking black moment. Did you not see the Apple ad? It's about black women
What's the Jay-Z line? Let me be great.
Yeah, take it easy.
Let me be great.
Let that shit ride, boy.
That shit was too much fun.
Sound the alarm, boy. They dragged her off the fucking top of the Twitter building.
Just let them know what we talking about.
Yeah, speak on it. Okay, so Viola Davis. She won an Emmy for Best Actress in a Dramatic Series for
How to Get Away with Murder.
Her role on How to Get Away with Murder. Shonda Rhimes, shout out to her. And so Nancy Lee Gaynon, I want to make sure we get her name right. Nancy Lee Gran jumped on the Twitters and said some shit. I think this was her, she basically said, somebody find a tweet.
She was basically saying
she basically did the all. So basically, okay. Somebody find a tweet. Yo, is Chris on it?
She thought it was too much.
Let's start with the enough. Basically, so Viola made this point to say she quoted Harriet Tubman in her speech, and the speech was, you know, I feel like I'm in this field, and there's this line, and then there's, you know, it's basically a bunch of promise on the other side of the line. It's white women like reaching for, and like, come on through, and you know, oh, I can't never reach it. That's what Harriet said, right? This is paraphrasing. So Viola said,
Nancy.
Well, we're going to get to that. But Viola said, you know, the only thing, and we'll paraphrase it again, the only thing that separates these roles is not race, but it's opportunity. You know, you can't give an award for a role that isn't there. Now, I just paraphrased it like that. But she made it a moment of acknowledging, listen, it's not that there's a dearth of talent amongst the black acting pool. It's just like, yo, y'all gotta start giving us the shot.
Right in the roles.
Yeah, right the role. So
but it was in context because at this moment she is the first black woman to win that particular award. So, you know, it was only right that she threw a little bit of race in there.
Now, did they say that when she came? Because, you know, sometimes they'd be like,
she knew that coming.
No, I'm not saying that. I know she know. We all know the strides. Somebody told you. But what I'm saying is, you know, sometimes we watch the Emmys because full disclosure, I didn't watch the Emmys.
Right.
If I knew it was going to be this black, I would have watched it, but I did some other shit.
You know, you got to catch the recap.
Exactly. I caught it on Twitter. You know, sometimes when they go into the mic, they be like, Viola Davis is the first black actress to ever win. You know, they hit you with the, so everyone that's watching knows. Right.
I have no idea.
Okay, I don't know if that was, but understand she knew the moment.
Of course.
And she took the moment to address that issue.
Just a quick question before, because I don't want to leave that moment.
Go ahead.
Do you think there was like, I'm just a fool, Ali? I got to find a comedy and everything. You think there was conversation before she got the award, like a day or two before? Like, you know, you may.
It could have been.
May,
I mean,
you may want to prepare a little.
Well, it was a conversation.
If you're nominated, you may want to, you know what I'm saying?
Get like, you think it was right. A conversation? Like, you just, you know, you may be. I'm not saying you're going to win, but I'm just saying you may want to maybe.
Course. And I'm sure. Of course. I'm sure it's been other actresses.
A couple drafts.
In that yes. same scenario yes. for lots of years.
A sounding board.
That's what I'm saying.
With other old actresses and your grandmother in right. the back, like, I'm not moved.
You know what I'm saying? You
I'm
know,
not moved. My you eyes know. Are dry.
You get nominated, you got to go see Oprah yeah, probably put you in the room yeah. like she did Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, get a little focus group, a little Quincy.
Cosby used to be in that room, you but I don't think he gets invited anymore. I think
Quincy Jones is in that room too, Russ. Quincy and Oprah.
It happens at Quincy's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we got something hot off the wire. Chris, tell me what you saying, man.
Oh, well, I was just telling you that I emailed you an article that has Nancy Lee Grand's, you know, tweet space.
So now we got the real tweet.
We got the real deal coming live in the I'm clicking
in the
through.
Conversation.
This is new shit, man. We are using technology. Shit. All right, General Hospital star Nancy Lee Grand apologizes after hate tweeting Viola Davis's Emmy's 2015 acceptance speech.
Hate tweet.
This is from Us Weekly. Now, what, I thought I had the right shit, but I didn't know. She said, I wish I loved hashtag Viola Davis's speech, wrote Grant, who's 57, who's best known for her portrayal as Alexis Cassadine on General Hospital. But I thought she should have let Shonda Rhimes write it. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
All right. They went in on
and then
it.
She got drugged. Let the dragon commence.
Let the dragon begin. Let it begin. Let the dragon begin. Let it begin. Go ahead.
Can this be qualified as white Twitter? How does that?
Yeah, well, they call it white feminist Twitter.
White feminist Twitter. Okay.
There comes that whole
and group. then you might get the hashtag white tears also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of. It's a lot of.
When they shit get like this happens.
When they get to going on you. Whew, man, listen, you don't want to be on the wrong side of that shit.
Yeah.
So she got taken down a notch.
How quickly do you think she adjusted her bio after walk? Like how fast?
No, they went in on her Wikipedia. They called her a hating ass cunt.
A word?
No,
not Viola, but Nancy Lee.
Oh my
they
god!
They updated her Wikipedia within 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, son, they go hard body. It's no
white Twitter. Listen, white Twitter's no joke. They come for your,
it's that
for
internet.
Your stats.
It's that internet, man. That's that internet.
Black Twitter
that
keeps internet. You to Twitter. These people, they go after your bio.
All of this is still on the internet.
Okay.
They just killing your psyche.
Yeah, they at your throat at every level.
Oh, man.
They were interviewing, I think it was Taraji the next day. Taraji was nominated too, right? She was nominated?
Yeah, she was nominated. Yeah.
They interviewed her.
Who's they?
What show them. Was it? It was in one of the morning shows. I forget which one. But they asked her, like, what are your thoughts on Viola winning the Emmy? And she played it so gracefully. She was like, you know, she's like the right person to get that first Emmy. And something along those lines.
Right. Yeah. She said she would feel bad getting it before her.
Yeah.
Basically, Taraji won the whole internet.
She did it. Well, first of all, Taraji was the first. I don't know if you saw the video, but Taraji was the first one to hug her.
She
made sure.
Taraji was full position.
She gave the one to Regina King.
Yep, she was there.
Taraji owned the Emmys last night. She took every opportunity.
A lot of social equity.
Did you see the little video of her dancing to Slick Rick? And then they caught her like dancing to Slick Rick. She turned, oh shit. And it was this cool shit. You know, some bunch of Taraji won. Taraji's in this weird ass Apple commercial with Mary J. Blige and Carrie Russell.
But why you call it weird?
I didn't understand what the fuck was going on.
It was weird.
It was supposed to be girls kicking it.
Hold on. I can have my own opinion, brother. I'm going to tell you why I called it weird. Let me tell you that. Now, we talk about it. It was, okay, it was women kicking it, but it was weird in the way that you couldn't hear what they were saying.
Nope.
They doing this weird shit with the music, but they're not playing real music because they can't clear the music.
No, they did play real music.
The shit that I saw was...
You
must have saw the bootleg because they had the Benjamins in that shit. They had real shit.
I saw the bootleg. That's why I asked at the end of my video and said thank you.
He's saying we got the barbershop copy.
You got the bootleg.
Yeah, I got the cam copy of the Apple commercial.
Because at the end, they had the Benjamins. They was rocking out to the Benjamins on that joint.
Well, the commercial I saw was weird as shit.
Nah, the one I saw too was weird too. It was weird.
It was like
they were quiet.
Were they talking on the real commercial?
All out of context,
okay, Ali, break it down. Break it down.
Basically, they talked about the playlist because it was promotion for the Apple Music playlist situation, their Spotify, their premium charge for pay as streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they coming at it from, you know, the girls come over to the house and then Mary, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, they got some cassettes or some shit. That was weird. But Mary like, nah, I got this playlist, you know what I'm saying? Then she introduced it as, you know what I'm saying, one of them your boyfriend mixtape playlists. You know what I'm saying? So she go through the songs, you know, they playing all the 90s joints and then they're kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Just home girls together. But it was the big win was that moment happened on the Emmys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a big ass Apple ad, you know what I'm saying? You got all of the, you know what I'm saying, star power from the Black Hollywood space. You got Taraji, Carrie, and Mary. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, that comes on the basically what used to be the whitest show, one of the whitest award shows in America,
mm-hmm.
and boom, it's the Black women winning. So, I mean, I think that was the celebration. That
well, look,
it was a moment for the ladies.
I'm gonna make it a point to put the ad that we saw on the Facebook page because I didn't have none of this context. There was no dialogue.
Yeah, what I saw was
no music.
I was like, did Ava really direct this?
Yeah, all of that shit. I'm gonna put it up there.
Ava, I'm a little disappointed.
No.
That's why the context when you tell a story's context is always fucking key.
I love Selma.
So. But Ava directed it, and basically I feel like it was based off another short that Ava did for Miu Miu, the fashion line.
All right.
And it was called The Door. We'll put that up on
Ali's good for context, joint. Boy. Ali will give you the full breakdown.
So she had a joint called
The
Door that was basically the opposite end of the spectrum. It was Gabrielle Union. Damn. I guess she had got broke up with a fiance or whatever. And she was in the house sick and blah, blah. And then all of the, you know what I'm saying, famous names at the time was coming through to kind of cheer her up. And then Guapale came with the tickets and invited her out to the club. And, you know, that's how they got her back on her feet. So I guess this was like the flip side of that story. But it was the same type of thing where the girls come over and celebrate with the home girl.
See, when you break it down like that,
it's beautiful.
They need to say that, Ali, before they put these commercials out. They need to
gonna put it up there. But
see, if you was a black woman from Twitter, you would have appreciated that shit.
Nah, not the shit that we saw. Again, we don't put that on Facebook.
I don't care what kind of Twitter you want, but we saw.
Yeah, everyone would have been confused. But
what was the little black thing?
It's like black people pulled a pop up at the Emmys.
It was a pop up shot.
It was a pop up shot. They took it over on the low. It wasn't advertised. It just happened.
I want to go back for one quick second.
Even Future and Drake dropped a fucking record. We'll get into that in a second.
I want to go back for a quick second about, and I just don't know how to phrase it, but I think it's worthy of a conversation. So they asked Taraji, they said, "Hey, listen.
Oh, you back to that?
Yeah. How do you feel about, you know, Viola winning this thing?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, she's the one that should have gotten it."
Yeah.
It just makes you wonder about who should get awards. Like, listen, I think this one should. I think she got a little more grace. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, you feel like if Taraji got it, it would have been a little bit more lit.
It's just interesting to me that was
her
response.
It would have been lit, though.
It would definitely been lit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the Emmys was like, listen, we give it to Taraji, but understand something here.
We might want to milk this Taraji thing for a couple more seasons.
Right.
It's like LeBron. She's a phenomenon.
Let's not.
Let's give Viola her Derek Jeter moment.
Because Viola definitely had a little. She had a little that grace. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She got that presence on stage. You know what I mean?
I think Taraji would have made you proud. But yeah, it was definitely certain people. You ever look at a speech or somebody speak very eloquently? Like, damn. Yes. Whew, it's good they didn't ask me to speak.
That's what I'm saying.
But see, that was another one that somebody else posted when they went to work the next day. You know, one of their white coworkers was like, "Oh my gosh, she speaks so well."
Oh, come on.
You know, the classic.
Man.
Yeah, man. It happens.
Yeah, no.
It happens, man.
So much going on with that thing, man. I thought it was...
We're still learning each other.
But the Apple ad, what was that little black thing right at the end? It was like a little black thing, a device at the end? It was like a little...
I don't know if I saw that.
I think it was a bootleg.
We had the barbershop.
Was that Apple TV?
It looked like a little sphere. It looked like the AT&T logo.
Yeah.
And then my shit said thank you at the end.
Oh, nah.
Dog, we got the bootleg.
What the fuck y'all...
We definitely... I hope, please, the Apple don't take this shit down because I need this as proof. We put this on the Facebook page immediately because I want y'all to realize we see the shit out of context.
Right.
Future and Drake, man. So they got together. They dropped the album out of nowhere. It was some best of both worlds. Watch the throne. You know, some people feel as though, which I think is a super long shot, but some people feel like it was another Drake shot at Meek. You know, because they pulled that quote from his, I think, his Breakfast Club interview where he was like, yo, all I listen to is Future. That's all I listen to. Drake was like, oh, really? Let's get to the studio.
Hey, yo, Future.
Let's do 13 records that Meek is going to hate.
You know what I mean? And speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? As soon as it dropped, the whole, all of Drake fans and all the Future fans went to Meek Mill page and put diamonds all over his comments.
20,000.
Yeah, diamonds was, just all in the comments, just flooding the man with the hate.
Hilarious.
The internet is a motherfucker.
Cyber bullies. What you think of the album, though? The mixtape, whatever we calling it.
I mean, you know, it's the thing about both of those guys, they're so relevant that the sound that we hear in the atmosphere is their sound. So, mm-hmm. The shit that they put out, it sound like, okay, they just fed the club another six or seven joints for the, you know what I'm saying, for the season. And I like that Jumpman joint. My favorite joint on there is that Live from the Gutter. I like that joint.
I like Big Rings. I like that 30 for 30.
Yeah, that 30 for 30 hit, too.
He going crazy on it. I felt like it was a momentum tape. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you said, just another, let's just extend this tour.
Yep.
Let's just give them some more shit to throw, you know what I mean? Throw money to, turn up to, you know what I mean? Like, they on fire.
But the best shit about young cats winning is that energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, the energy that they put in the words, it just feel like winning, you know what I'm saying? Make you want to go win.
Make you want to win. Now, I'm going to say this. As old, I am a little disconnected to it sonically.
No doubt.
Like, it's all right. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we said, it's a couple records on there. I'm swept up more in the fact that they winning in the momentum. Right. Okay, cats, do your victory lap. You know what I mean? Do the encore. The encore material might not be as good as the main material.
No doubt.
So, like, it also shows, like, I'm a Drake fan. I like Drake. Drake got bars. You know what I'm saying? He's got range.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. Yep, true. Shout out to Quentin Miller, possibly. But I'll also say, you know, Future, I respect his wave.
Right.
Now, I don't all the way understand it.
You might not understand what he's saying.
Exactly. So I can't front as though I'm all the way in it, like, ooh, I'm going to be lying if I told you.
Right.
I listened to it once or twice, and I listened to it more so with understanding on my heart. Right. Rather than just enjoyment, you feel me? And I liked it more like 30 for 30 where it was Drake just doing him.
Right.
But, you know, salute to those brothers, but I'm just being honest. It's all right. It's cool. Vlad, I know you probably ain't listened to none of that shit.
No,
Bird.
No. I'm trying to get the context because I'm not aggressively into hip-hop, the hip-hop world like that, especially newer hip-hop, so... I'm trying to get a feel for why this is like because impactful in the community.
They on
both
fire.
Of them are the hottest rappers out right now.
Right. You know so this saying? Is like them putting something together.
And you know what I'm saying? When you talking about the business of hip hop and how those cats make their money and being able to move around and to get invited to the club and get your 100,000 a night or whatever and your tours and your concerts, you gotta keep the material out there. And with the internet, it's hard to stay at the forefront of this shit, and both of those cats have been doing a good job staying at the forefront of having joints in the clubs that people want to hear and on the radio, and so they could keep moving and making money.
You know, go ahead.
Who's out of those two? Who's considered more?
Who's the biggest star?
Yeah, is it Drake?
Drake.
But Future is the hottest right now. Like he got the more heat.
Yeah, he's fire. He's like his shit is still rising. You know what I mean? Whereas, not to say Drake plateaued, but Drake is established in the game pretty much as far as you could go.
So Drake got to do some movies now.
Basically.
Yeah, he's
going to keep his momentum. Keep his momentum.
To that point, I will say again, like sonically it was whatever, but I'm inspired by the move because what I like about it, and some people might call it a throwaway, some people call it, listen, we just didn't overthink this. And I appreciate Cassius like, you know what? In order to stay on top, you got to just keep taking shots.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
But so, even in the throwaway, they still might come away with two or three good ones.
That's what I'm saying. Throwaway is subjective. That's what I said. Some people might call it a throwaway. Some people might say, yo, I'm just maximizing on the momentum.
Most rappers' album only got one or two.
Yeah.
That's terrible rappers. Let's be
honest.
Let's be honest. That was
all right. Who album always had joints? You probably count them on two on your hands. That's it. Yeah, after that,
you can't sustain a career in hip hop if you put out two full albums and you only got one joint or both of those albums, your career is done. That's a little aggressive. I can say 3, 4, 5 joints. I mean,
LL extended his joint with about two singles every album.
What about Outkast?
But it was
Outkast albums used to be fire.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we're saying people
that didn't have. We're saying you're saying the opposite. People that didn't have good songs on it, but still made it through.
Those people that you don't remember.
Okay, it's the opposite. Okay.
Typically those are one hit wonders, and they only get one shot around.
Snoop lasts maybe 8 years. It'd be one or two joints.
Well, Snoop is a legacy act.
They keep him going.
Point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, wait, I'm talking about amongst the new cats.
Amongst an upstart, you gotta have joints.
You gotta have some shit.
If you're an upstart, you gotta have joints. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of these cats ain't got a whole bunch of joints. But outside of, you know, these cats, Jay and Kanye and Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap got about 4 joints.
Fetty, yeah.
No album.
Fetty, that's the name of the album. I leave 4 joints.
Fetty Wap keep them coming while you bullshit.
I
ain't no proponent of the shit, and I don't understand half of it, and I don't like most of it, but I recognize and I respect that the nigga keep coming with the hits.
I'm going to tell you how I'm getting at it now. I start to like the shit through mockery. That's
what do you mean?
Like when it first come out, right? So, you know, so Fetty Wap, the shit sounds crazy to me. I start with that silly shit, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds gimmicky.
Maybe I'm approaching it on a dismissive angle. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to that man, but sometimes if I can't discern what you're saying, even with D'Angelo, if I can't understand what you're saying, I might create fucking shit for myself, right?
Why?
But I kind of didn't understand the whole Fetty Wap shit. Shout out to Taxstone. He was telling me that My Way record is actually a diss record, and he articulated what the cat was saying, and I was like, oh, okay. It's, you know, I'm like, all right, bet. But then what happens is when you mock some shit, it still becomes an earworm because it's still fun to mire. You know what I mean? Not even mockery, but it's just some of this shit is like, I appreciate it maybe when I'm drunk and I'm bugging out and it's just no real thought to it. Because some of that shit.
Brown liquor music?
Not even brown liquor music. It's just, yes, it is. It's turn up music.
Seagram's gin music.
Whatever you need to do to lift them burdens.
You know what I mean?
Do whatever you need to do, and then that shit'll speak to your soul.
You know what I mean?
And then what he say? And he dumb as hell, and that boy don't even think. See, I didn't know that. I was like, oh, okay, boy don't even think. Sound like somebody fall.
I think you should set up a playlist on your iTunes for that. Songs I mock, like not that you mock, but that you just don't know the words,
right?
And you just hung the melody. That baby on my mind.
But see, I got that same. I got the same disease you got for hip hop.
I can't.
Well, you can't hear the words. Like a lot of singing, I don't understand all the words. So you know what I'm saying? The more these cats go into the hardcore singing, whatever they call it, it's harder for me to understand the words. But with Fetty Wap, he remind me, when I first heard his first joint, it reminded me of the first time I first heard Akon. When he went, they're locked up, won't let me out.
It reminds me of when I first heard Nelly. Right. Down, down, baby. Okay, this shit was
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa,
underlay, mommy, yeah. But now, in retrospect, and even not all the way in retrospect, I had to respect his flow because it was a different approach, and he could land it. You know, it's like kung fu. You remember the drunken monk?
Right.
He'll tear your ass up, but he looked twisted. He looked impaired, but that shit is effective.
Right.
And Fetty Wap, he just broke a record, right? He had the 4 records in the top 100, and nobody's done that since, I forget, but Fetty Wap is killing
now,
shit.
Now, what happens, this is why I like Jay so much.
Is that what it was?
Probably. What happens when that's your sound and you can't get past it?
You could always get past
it. Get past it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like at some point, yeah.
I mean, T-Pain is an example of that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
what
I'm saying? Well, he got locked into a sound, then Jay clowned him, and then people didn't want to hear it, but then he still bounced back. You know what I'm saying? Still put out a joint with the same shit, and people still like that shit because he know how to write songs and make songs that people enjoy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because the next hit will get you out of the dumps.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But if you can't come with the next hit, then it might affect you. But it's mostly, you know, how you go in and approach it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats get knocked off their square and then had to retool, rethink, and then come back. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I always like most. Most will sing for you, you know, if he feels like it. Most will give you a little track, a little hymn, doing a little song for you. But then he'll rap too.
But most can actually sing pretty well.
Yeah, but like it's good that he has a capacity. Like, you know what? I'm going to change my flow for this one. I'm going to rap this way. I'm going to sing on this one.
Most ain't been in the competitive space as far as making hits in a very, very, very.
You could tell I'm not a hip hop head. Like, look what I'm bringing up. I mean, that's like, why I appreciate most.
You know what I'm saying? Most. I mean, that's why. He could try new styles because it ain't like he
locked in
established it. At the top way. It's like, you know, he just being free and creative. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what he known for, and that's how he make his living. So that's cool.
Kanye's always been good at flipping his style.
Kanye flips his style
from album to album. Kanye even at the top of the game.
Exactly.
But, so Fetty Wap's first album doesn't come out for another month, and he's the first artist to simultaneously have four singles on the Billboard Top 10 rap songs. Congratulations to that man.
Congratulations, Fetty Wap.
Baby, won't you come my way?
There you go. See, yeah, man. Now you singing it.
You know what it is.
It's catchy as hell.
Hell yeah. Car ain't got no roof. That's my shit.
Car ain't got no
just
roof.
Certain records just have a hook to
my
it.
Man ain't come back with the follow up.
He got a record out, but you got to listen to it. You got to listen to it. I don't want this shit to turn into an A&R conversation.
Nah, man. You know who got talent?
This is the conversation, exactly. And we having it.
That's true indeed. You know hell yeah. Be true to it. Yeah, fuck it.
We having it. So.
Yeah. You know. He like Fat Joe in that.
Who?
Like where. You like when you count him, Dro. Like just when you think he ain't coming back, right. He hits you with another one that just cut right through. Right, you know what I mean? Right. Like you can never count him out. It's almost like, you know, after you do it enough times, it seems like it's at your leisure.
Right.
You could lead yourself to believe that you're like, listen, I could do it, whatever. And some people might be that.
Right.
But that shit is frustrating as a fan of an artist.
Did Talib drop an album?
Probably.
I was on Twitter. I think last week, I think he put an album out. He did, right?
Yeah, Chris said, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, fuck the money.
Fuck the money, right. Yeah. Are you a big Talib fan?
Yeah, I mean, he put out a free album, so I figured I'd check it out. Yeah, I mean,
thoughts, Chris?
I haven't gotten through the whole album yet. I haven't listened to it.
What's up. Shout out to Talib Kweli, though. Yeah, man.
Talib's good. Oh.
Anyway.
I was just on Twitter, and I saw it.
Fuck the money.
I don't know.
That's tough. Fuck the money. I don't know if that's my sentiment.
Man,
I need to get all the paper right now.
Your shit is called sign the checks.
Pay to the order.
Deposit.
Speaking of money, man. So, what's the deal with Complex, man? What's going on over there?
Oh, man. Complex got a new influx of money from Hearst Publications. $21 million they invested into it.
That's big. For what?
You know, basically, because, you know, they got good content. They say, you know, they got good content, Blase skipping in a big audience. But, you know, really, everybody's looking at the horizon on what's coming and, you know, how to position themselves. And this video shit is what's cracking.
Yeah.
So if you look at Vice and, you know what I'm saying, uh-huh. They got like $1 billion valuation strictly on the strength of their videos. Dope. And the online content in the video space. So Complex had been doing some original stuff and building shows and building the audience for those shows, and you know, this they got that new money to kind of invest in that. They probably, you know what I'm saying, they looking at new shows.
Shout out to that man Noah over there and the rest of that Complex,
you know what
fan
I'm saying? Donnie Kwok in them.
Yeah, doing big things, making big moves, man. That's good to hear.
You know what I'm saying? But that's good for the space, man, cuz you know, I feel like we in the right space as far as video is concerned. You know, Vlad got a new show on the internet.
Oh, do it.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious. No.
Tell the people, man. Tell the people, Ali, man. It's in the conversation.
I love you, Ali. It's just because the way you dropped it was so, it set me up so beautifully.
You tried to sneak some shit online.
Wonderfully.
No.
No secrets on the internet.
Nah, that's hilarious.
I mean, it's a big shit, man. Fucking acting like it's some bullshit.
He's like my brother. My brother's watching TV the other day. I did a commercial for Optimum Cable.
I remember.
That shit ain't even no commercial. That shit is a series.
It's a commercial / web series. They're trying this new thing where they do the commercials tied into actual online content.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Complex and deal and all that. So even they're trying to leverage that.
Yeah.
So I shot a commercial. It was me, my homie Leonard Utz, and Joseph Vesey. directed by Christian Charles. We shot this commercial for Optimum Cable.
Okay.
And it's been airing since yesterday. Started airing. Yeah, my brother sent me the clip from him, like from the TV. He took a little video.
Real time, bootleg.
Real time, in real life. Yeah, real time, bootleg. Oh, yeah.
That's dedication. That's love and dedication. You got to keep a steady hand.
Yeah. And you got to time that too.
Hell yeah. Come up. Unless you rewind it.
Yeah.
Hit so, that DVR.
He don't. He don't know how to do all that.
Do oh, that. Damn. Okay. Sorry about that.
Shout out. He can dance his ass off though.
Hell yeah.
Tell them about the show.
Yeah. So it's basically it's about an incompetent moving company. It's called Three Brothers Moving.
Yeah.
And we just we're our goal is to be the worst moving company on earth.
I thought that shit was called the Unmovers.
The Unmovers is the official title. The name of the company is called Three Brothers.
All right.
So basically, Optimum's pitch is like these are the worst movers. Uh-huh. With Optimum, moving is easy.
Okay.
If you got to move somewhere, you can call Optimum and the transition will be easy.
That's dope.
So we play these incompetent. It's funny, man. It's a funny series.
Is it online yet?
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Just type in Three Brothers Optimum.
Or put that on the Facebook.
I put on the conversation page.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
Make sure y'all like that in the conversation page because we keep it loaded up with content.
Yeah, we do. We do actually. Yeah,
we don't even know what's on that shit. It's robust.
That's what I saw. That shit popped up in my feed. I'm like, oh shit. I'll be on that internet content.
Yeah, Ali don't play with that.
So I watched that shit. Hey, you did a good job, man.
Oh, like, thanks, Ali.
You're a pretty good actor.
Thanks, Ali.
You know what I'm saying? You got a steady acting face. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I didn't really, you know what I'm saying, take notice of that until what's my man? Damn, what's the motherfucking name?
It feels good to hear this because one, at least my friend, but two, you spend so much time, behind the camera. So I appreciate that, man.
Damn, what's the name? He had the movie with Tina Fey. Oh, man.
Let me look it up. IMDb.
Anyway, this is one we were shooting.
Jason Bateman.
Nah. We were shooting this red carpet one time, and a man came down. We interviewed him, and you know when you interview people, you know what I'm saying, it's mostly people loose. You know, ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying, they have a lot of gestures and shit. But when I interviewed him, my man was in position. He had a tight position. He didn't move. He didn't flinch. He didn't make no moves. And you could see the difference in the camera how better it looks when a motherfucker has full body control like that, other than that loose, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Talking with your hands. You know how we do. And
they say less is more.
Less is more. And it showed in that. And when I watched your joint, you had that same kind of less is more type of approach when you was doing this.
About to start blushing over here, man.
Thespian ass motherfucker.
Yeah, shit. Good actor. Make that shit happen.
He's a good actor.
All right, okay. That's the Puerto Rican.
That's Dominican.
I know.
But, he's acting like a Puerto Rican.
Nah. When you don't know no better, you don't know him. You just look at it. Oh, you the Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Just say, damn, we a few shows in.
But it was funny, man. It came out
says
good.
It in the title, in the theme song.
It came out good. It's funny, and there's more episodes coming out, so I'll definitely keep you guys posted.
So how's it every week a new job?
I think every week they're gonna drop a new episode.
How many episodes y'all got?
We did, I think it was five episodes. Yeah, but the thing is, then it's cut up into 30-second spots on TV. So
okay.
We get the double love.
About to start getting shouted out in them streets.
I already have. I got people like, yo, yeah, you not? Not in the streets yet.
We're at the offices?
No, like on Twitter, people hit you up on Facebook. Okay. Yo, I just seen you on the
that's
TV.
The digital streets.
That's the digital streets.
That's what the streets get their info.
Streets keep watching.
Yeah, man.
Streets be watching, man.
But
nah, that's good shit, man. All
right.
Actually, I appreciate it, Lali.
That's what's up, man. Fucking, all right, so.
It's a lot going on.
I'm going to homecoming next month, right?
Uh-huh. Atlanta?
Yeah, Clark, Atlanta. I think it's the entire AUC this year, which I always say they should do the same shit every year, just inclusive. I'm with that. Oh, you got some Morris Brown information?
Yeah, speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? My mother-in-law came in town today, and I asked her how Morris Brown was doing. She said they got 56 students.
Okay.
And their homecoming is actually the week before y'all's.
So they trying to stay unique with it.
They doing their own little thing.
Shout out to the 56 nights.
56 students, yeah.
Oh.
56
students. So she said they never went out of business. They always had students.
Oh, okay. And then one thing about Morris Brown, and correct me if I'm wrong, people, but I'm pretty sure Morris Brown was the first 100% black funded HBCU.
Mm.
Like, they ain't get no money from nowhere else. It was all from the community. Mm. I think so.
We'll
shout
that
out to the 56 over there, man.
Nah, but go ahead back to homecoming.
All right, so I'm going to be out there, and I guess I pulled the trigger a little late.
What you mean, pull the lead? What happened?
Pull the trigger as far as getting my ticket. You know,
man, it's the worst.
Yeah, so the hotel situation is looking nervous. And now...
You got no points?
Nah. I got, but there's no vacancy. The shit is vacant way out by the airport.
It's that kind of out situation. Out yonder. Yeah, it's not
in the mix. The mix is too late, brother. You should right. you move too slow. Yeah, so
that's
now,
three schools in, boy.
Yeah, it's a lot of motherfuckers.
A lot of legacy going on.
So a lot of legacy.
That's true. Legacy. Generations.
And you know them old generations booked their way in advance.
The Morehouse and Spelman mugs, they got their tickets early.
Yes. Strides.
they should been in.
They booked it last year.
They booked it for next year.
Fuck around with that homecoming shit. Nah. They booked they shit that let's get our tickets
soon
right
as the dates come out. Bang.
Yeah. Me, on the other hand, I got to consult a few. Yeah, see what's popping. Make sure I'm not missing no paper. Anyway, now that there's no fucking hotel action, now the new thing is we got to see about maybe an Airbnb.
Yeah,
where you staying at with
Nervous.
Are you nervous?
What's wrong? Nervous.
What's wrong with the Airbnb?
First of all, let me ask, what's your experience with Airbnb?
I had a friend that was coming into town, and as a favor, I booked to one. I had a family member.
So you've never...
I've never stayed in one, but I booked one for a family member.
Yeah, I've done it quite a few times.
Oh, you have
times.
Done it. What
I've
cities? What cities?
Times. Detroit. Rough places. L.A. Uh-huh. I've done it in New York. I've done it quite a few places.
So what's the experience been? Positive, negative?
I mean, yeah, I've always had positive experiences with it. You know what I'm saying? The first time we did it was before Airbnb. It was just a Craigslist listing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In Detroit. And you know, we all we saw was some little Craigslist pictures. You know how them shits be little and shit.
Yeah. Eight pixels.
And then we got there. That shit was dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you're traveling with a crew, you know what I'm saying? You got eight cats. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get eight different hotel rooms. You just get a big ass house and then you chilling. And that shit was smooth, man. He had it laid out. You know what I'm saying? He had a little game room and shit. Had beer already. Outside on the back porch in the snow waiting. Damn. It was a good deal.
I've had a couple. Most of my shits have been positive for the most part.
Oh, you have stayed in Airbnb?
I've stayed a couple. Oh, okay. Of them. I did one in Philly a few years ago. That might have been the one that was the most nerve. It was a bigger house. It was like, you could tell they do it a lot. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit more on the rustic, hippie type vibe. Like it wasn't.
Birkenstock sandals?
Yeah, you could tell it wasn't. It wasn't dirty. But it was lived in. Right. You know what I mean? Like
seasoned.
Yeah, the linen was clean, but it had the pilling on it. You know when it got the little bumps on it, scratchy.
The little naps.
Yeah, little naps on the joint.
Got razor bumps.
Yeah, with
it. Little nappy ass sheet.
Little nappy sheet. But it, you know, it had. Yeah, so.
Razor bump sheet.
Yeah, exactly. And this was in the bed bug era, so you know niggas is on high alert. You know, you feel a little, oh, what's that? You had to look. I had to use the iPhone, you know, the iPhone light to make sure it wasn't
that close inspection.
Yeah, but so that was that. And I've done it twice before, maybe. I did it once and I did it again in L.A. Mm-hmm. I know I did it again in L.A. L.A. was dope. L.A. Right. was a good time.
Where did it work? West Hollywood or?
West Hollywood was official. Had an dude, he was a bartender. He worked there. I won't blast him, but he worked at a fly spot down there. So he was like a mixologist. Mm-hmm. So he had wild shit set up. Like they, certain people, now I noticed this, and I got two things about Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Before we even get to when we show up, this is one of my main concerns initially when I first did it. Airbnb, wild black, right? Then mm-hmm. It was like, I was talking to my homeboy. I was like, yo, so, you know, you, my man was like, my man Chris, shout out to Chris. He was like, that's when you send the LinkedIn photo. When you got the full suit and tie. Because Airbnb is very much about judgment on both sides. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get a whole lot out of these JPEGs. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look at you, make sure you ain't going to fuck my crib up by whatever your pose is in this little bullshit ass small JPEG. And then on this side, I'm looking at all these little JPEGs, I'm making sure that your shit don't look dingy. You know what I mean? It looks cool. But I have noticed that when you do arrive there, more often than not, people take pride in their crib. So if they're going to open up their crib and they feel like it's livable, it's kind of like Uber in the way that more often than not, the Uber car is going to smell good. They took it to the, you know, to the car wash. They got the nice air freshener in there, fresh water. You know what I mean? The Airbnb typically, and then you look at their ratings. If they got good ratings and enough people have been there, then it's damn near a hotel.
Right.
You know?
And see, that's how I approach the shit. A lot of times when I do the shit, I look at the ones who mostly operate the shit as a business as opposed to this just my crib. I'm going to be gone for the weekend. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got in Bed-Stuy, you know, it's a lot of people that do that shit. You know what I'm saying? As full on, that's what they do. That's their business. I got a good friend of mine. He has like motherfucking 12 units in Bed-Stuy where he go to somebody who got a vacancy, you know what I'm saying, work out a rate for them, you know what I'm saying, for their month, like a lease. He leased the joint out, and all he doing there is home away and Airbnb. So, you know what I'm saying, looking at how he do it, I understand, like, they handle it like a business.
Yeah.
Basically like a little hotel chain. Yeah. So I try to stay in the ones that's mostly like that. I don't fuck with the shares.
See, that's stuff people don't tell you. That's a good tidbit.
I still play a shower shoe. I don't fucking around.
Oh, I do that in my own house.
All right.
See,
well,
see, shit.
I'm definitely playing one out in the streets.
You fuck around with my wife. You know what I'm saying? My wife gonna make you take your own towel,
linen,
your own little soap, your own
looking out.
A sheet, little ration bag.
Like, what's all this?
Good looking out. Listen. I gotta bring my own towel.
Just in case.
Listen.
Some Lysol.
Like, damn. That's
a good point. Bring my own towel.
Yes, you need to bring your own whole bunch of shit to everywhere you go.
Take a shower in Timberland boots.
You already take a shower in your own crib with shoes.
You know what? No shower. I'm just rub my body in Purell.
Hilarious, man.
So shit.
But my thing is, maybe just a personality thing. I mean, Damien, I don't know if you're with me or Ali, but I would never, ever rent out my private apartment.
Really?
Could you rent out your crib?
I don't really want.
It's not in me, dog.
I just don't trust people I don't know walking around my crib.
Shit.
But see, you got a different situation. You know what I mean? Like,
I ain't letting nobody stop.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that.
I'd be barely wanting the motherfucker to house it. Like, shit.
I can't.
I had a situation.
I can't be going from
the
crib.
Oh, here we go. Situation.
I had a situation with my own friend. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we gonna be out of town for the holidays and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come through, you know, check on the crib and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Blase skip. So, you know, we gone and shit. And then come back and, you know, I'm looking at the sheets and I'm like, dog.
Something's off.
Yo, dog. Uh-oh. You been, you know what I'm saying? You been smashing in the crib.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. You know, I had
like, it's like, it's cool.
It was like, it was cool. And you know what I'm saying? You know, it could have, it was, you know, it might have been okay because, you know, that's the guest situation where he was staying, whatever. But then the fucked up part about it was, he left a bag hanging on the door.
Oh.
And he had the evidence.
No, he had the receipt for the rubbers inside the bag and the box inside the bag.
So that looking crazy for you.
Looking crazy on me. About a week later, my wife come through.
Dun, dun, dun.
My wife come through and get the bag. And the shit got the box of rubbers in the shit.
Uh-oh.
Only fucking thing saved me in that situation was that he left the receipt in the bag.
You can see his credit card.
And you see the date. And she knew we was in fucking Atlanta.
You had an alibi.
You know what I'm saying? We had Atlanta. This shit was some shit he bought in Jersey on such and such date. I'm like, So she, you know what I'm saying? She like,
acquitted.
Now she looking at him crazy. Now I got to go have a conversation with him. Listen, man, come on.
Can't be doing that.
Come on. I mean, if you're going to do it, my nigga, you're going to just leave the shit all laid out.
Get new sheets.
You know what I'm saying? Just throw the shit outside. Take it with you, my man.
Yeah, why hanging up on the door?
You leave so the condoms or the sheets?
And then the box.
And then also, he had to let you know.
Put the sheets in the wash or something.
Was it a big box? Was it a big box?
You know, it was just a 3-pack. You know what I'm saying? The shit you get when you're
like
on the move.
He had to let you know what he went, you know, what he went.
You ain't had to let me know.
I did the little 3-pack, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Put in work,
you know what I mean?
He had to let me know shit.
Well, let me ask you a question. I got friends that differ on this. Where do you guys stand, like, on somebody else using your bed to smash?
Not my bed,
man.
No.
Come on, man.
Not my bed.
I don't know about nobody in your bed.
I don't like nobody smashing in my house. Nowhere near any kind of furniture in my crib.
That's gonna happen if you Airbnb your crib.
Yeah,
I'm not Airbnb my crib.
Smash all over your
all shit. Over, all over everything you call sacred.
All over your.
Oh, this is your urn. This is your grandfather's urn.
Who's this old lady in the picture? I don't know. Let's fuck on top of her.
Is that a church hat they wear on Sunday?
Little did you know. skeeted all over everything. Everything. Damn.
But I remember talking to a friend in college, and he was like, yeah, you know, so-and-so came by my crib, and he needed a place to do his smash, so I let him use my spot. And I was like, dude, you are a gracious individual. Yeah, I never.
You put yourself in that position.
I don't let people cook in my kitchen.
Now your spot is a short stay. Damn, man. Did y'all see the video of the rat pulling the
fuck? Oh, yeah, that was a cool ass rat.
he was like, fuck this. That rat felt so, he had so much hope, but that rat pulled a big ass whole slice of pizza. I was proud as a New Yorker. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was some New York shit right
on
there.
So much going on there. Like, even at an animal level, you gotta look at that rat and go, this dude is an evolved rat.
Yeah, this rat.
Because typically a rat would take a quick little bite because he knows other rats are gonna come get the pizza from him. So he take a couple of bites. He's like, nah, let me bring this back to the...
He might have been taking that shit back to the crib.
That's what I'm saying.
To be the man.
Yeah.
he probably had a Netflix and chill waiting on him.
This is a good couple days. That could be the layup. He could probably put some shit away.
What is the story of that slice? Did someone bring the slice? Because it was a full-on slice.
Well, this is what we were talking about this earlier today. We was doing a little speculation report outside the table.
No doubt.
Apologize.
Bring it on in.
Yeah, so basically, one cat was telling me, shout out to my man Heck. He was saying he feels.
Oh, Heck got the inside. Okay.
He feels as though that, you know, the rat was probably on the stairs. Somebody saw the rat. Oh shit! Got scared. Dropped the entire slice of pizza. And the rat said, "Oh fuck that." So then I was like, well, maybe this rat makes a racket out of that shit. And was like, yo, I know the spot we get the full slices.
And all sandwiches.
All you got to do is be menacing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, jump shit. Out. Yeah, jump out on their ass. They going to drop the pizza.
He go back to the hood. Yo, how you get so fat, yo? Listen, dog. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry. I'm eating, though. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
I don't care what you drop in the train station. You are not picking that shit up.
Nah, man.
Especially if a rat even sniffed it.
I'm talking about. I don't care if there's no rats around. Yeah. You barely want to eat in a train station. Yeah. You don't even want to breathe the train station and have your food getting the train station air on your shit.
Dang. You wake up with superpowers.
That dude pulled a full slice. Though.
Yeah, because it was a straight up, like, it was a full on slice.
It was bigger than his entire body.
He was getting it down the steps, too.
He was like, shit, we going home.
And he didn't even keep out the camera. He was like, I got to get this slice.
Fuck, who watching this shit, Bob?
That's what I'm saying. This rat was evolved, dog.
I'm a hero.
Most rats would have been, you see a couple of humans, they run. He was like, nah, I got to get this slice.
That's a New York rat, though.
That's a New York rat, yeah.
Subway rats don't be giving a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give.
Like, this is my house, what?
That rat is probably all over the rat media. You know there's rat media amongst rats and shit.
No doubt.
And it looked like West 4th. It looked like it was West 4th. Look.
I was thinking 23rd.
23rd?
By that little, is that 23rd or is that 14th? Right there, that little dollar slice spot right by the one.
You know, that's a proud moment. Everybody want to claim the train.
Yeah, I know. Everybody looking.
Oh, that's my spot. That's my station spot. I can tell that rat is a Brooklyn rat.
That's a Brooklyn rat. I can tell. How you know? Bad. He got teardrop. Teardrop tattoo.
Hilarious. Speaking of that, well, not really. That ain't.
Segways by Damian Lemon.
Sponsored by.
Bye.
Nah, I was looking at this shit on the New York Times. They're saying that the whole, you seen what happened to the boy James Blake, right? You seen where they took his ass down to the floor.
Right.
Did you see that shit? Yeah, they ripped him up, put him on the floor. Mm-hmm. It's a case of mistaken identity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
talking about the tennis player?
James Blake, not the other James Blake.
And the thing was, that was like credit card fraud.
Some shit like that, but they put him on the floor. And then, you know, James being, having some stature in the game, not just your everyday black man just getting tossed to the ground. He got like fucking cosigners.
He got 99 problems. So now
he's hitting them like he's making a big deal out of this. And it's a big deal. And I think they might have to cut him at least a check. He's saying, yo, listen, now don't cut me a check. Put the money towards the movement, I think he
equity,
said.
Baby.
Oh, wow.
I'm paraphrasing again. But listen, that's one thing. I'm just using that for context. Mm-hmm. There came this article. Basically, you know, the person, James Blake, looked like the guy who wasn't even guilty of
who
credit
wasn't
call.
Even from America.
Okay. I didn't even know.
The dude from Australia.
Oh, I didn't even
the
know
case,
that.
The case is all messed
it
up.
It was a light-skinned black dude, bald head. They don't really look that similar. I mean, at a glance, maybe. But then comes this thing in the New York Times. They say science proves that people all look alike. So, meaning that to the opposite race, they just blend together. Mm-hmm. But there's a note in the article which says it happens more with people of color like more with people of color. Whereas, pardon me, people of color are more likely to discern the differences between white people than white people are to discern the differences between people of color. No, just because we do, like, white people have their positions in society are a little bit more omnipresent. What you think of that?
I think the article was definitely probably a sponsored article by the Republican lobby.
That shit would sound crazy. What? But I will say this. People do look similar.
Right.
People, I'm not going to lie, and I do, I get white people confused. Uh-huh. I get some black people confused. Mm-hmm. I get Asian people confused. I get some I get people confused, right, is what I'm saying. Right. It takes me to personalize it, mm-hmm, to where I know. Like, there's times where I think you.
Well,
I
there's
think,
been a few times where you and I will be together and Dio go to me, yo, what's his name?
Because I don't, you know, I mean, I hate to, because it's at the point when we done said what's up 7-8 times.
Many a time, Damon has been.
And still unsure of your name. I hate that. I got to know for sure. Or, I don't know your name when I hit you with the Playboy or my man three, four times. Right. But there's times when it's like you might meet two people together. And they might not even all the way look the same, mm-hmm, but you see them together all the time and you don't know which one is Stanley and which one is Larry. You're like, right, okay, is that fucking Larry? I know Larry and Stanley hang together. Is that fucking, I know they typically, you know what I mean? I never seen Larry without Stanley.
Right.
This motherfucker, you know what I mean?
See, but that's where the hood got solutions to that shit. Like,
go ahead, what's the hood solution?
The hood, they don't have to know your name. You know what I'm saying? They're going to describe you by your description. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Your name is your description.
Well, that's freeway.
Black. Mm-hmm, red. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Country.
Skinny.
Skinny. Shorty.
Skinny black. That's like, you know what I'm saying? When on that Freeway Ricky Ross documentary, he was freeway, like, how they got his name.
He's like, by the freeway.
He was like, there's a lot of Ricks in town. And you know what I'm saying? I was the Rick that stayed by the freeway.
Freeway Rick. Shit is hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? That's how the hood, they don't have to make a whole
fucking letdown.
They just, you know what I'm saying? They just give you what it is, man. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? You might be the name of where they met you at. That's 42nd Street right there.
That's Miami. That's Miami Tony.
You know what I'm saying? I bet there's plenty of people that come up. You'd be like, Gakko.
Yeah. But they don't know me. They just know me from that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They just gonna sum you up by your adjective.
So remember the intro of Goodfellas when they do the pan shot? Like, oh, that's the giant two times.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
You say everything two times.
Yeah, Tony Bag of Donuts.
That's it, man. That's how you got to do, man. Yeah. You can't be remembering every name.
So y'all agree?
With
the article that everybody look alike,
because it feels like it's fucked up to say that, but it's real. Chris, how do you feel?
You know, I always hear stuff like this. I don't know. It's weird. Like, if I was walking down the street and I was like, "Is that Damien?" Like,
yeah.
I would know whether it was you or not. I feel like, you know,
but
like
you,
I feel,
know,
like,
me,
right?
I guess, yeah.
But how do you not? Like, how could you not recognize somebody you don't know? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand the.
No. Another point. Or, well, I, there's people, there's, I,
Mom,
listen,
Mom,
I,
but, Mom, is that you?
But see, that,
have you not been mistaken for another Latino comedian?
Nah, man. I got,
never?
Nah.
Dog, I done been mistaken for damn near every other black comic in the game.
You serious?
Hell yeah.
By other comics?
By, like, white people. White people, that, like, I've had the shit where a motherfucker, like, instead of conceding to the fact that I'm the wrong black guy, they will sell me on the fact that that's my bit. No. You do the joke about this. Hold on.
You Lavelle Crawford?
Dog. I mean, nah, it don't be that crazy, but it's definitely motherfuckers that we clearly don't look the same.
That's what I'm saying.
The only thing we share is the fact that we black.
Faze on love?
That was the other black guy.
And the crazy, look, with that particular case, right?
Yeah.
The picture was supposedly fed to the police by some third party that this was the guy, which turned out to be just a random picture the dude picked from Instagram just to get him off his ass.
Yeah.
Now, if you looked at the picture them motherfuckers did, you would have ran up on them too. But, you know what I'm saying, it turns out that guy, it wasn't even from America. He lives in Australia. He's a fucking, he makes sunglasses and shit, which probably turned out to be a good promotion for his company.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? As a motherfucking police, it's your job to know who the fuck is who.
And just, it's to take I, it I easy. Why are we just throwing a motherfucker on the ground for
that particular police? That's what he do.
Yeah, for credit card fraud.
Credit card fraud.
I would just love to be there. I'd love to be there at like the family barbecues with him, because you know they probably make fun like, hey, you know who I am, right?
It's like that dude that did that barrel roll in that video. Right. Remember what they was fucking cuffing those young black girls? Is one cop that did a full on barrel roll. It's at a pool party. Take it down a notch.
I know.
It's Observe and Report. You ever seen that movie where what was it? Seth Rogen was trying to be a cop, and he was like a secure mall police, and then he wanted to become a cop.
Yeah,
and he started taking that shit too fucking serious. Yeah, yeah. It's good though.
I think it's funny. I would love to talk to his family though, because they're probably like, oh, that, you know, he's been doing that for years. You know,
he's so thirsty.
He's always been thirsty. Man,
that's his thing. He Pac-Man.
Yeah, he's always been thirsty for things. I mean, he would go to the video game store and he'd see the, you know, the cartridge on the aisle, and he would just go right for it and take the whole aisle out.
So you don't ever get caught up. Like if you see a group of white people, you know. Who's who? Like immediate.
Nah.
You never.
If I know, I know my white people.
Let me
ask you. Get caught up.
You got to. That's your money. Let me ask you this. Let's keep it funky. You go into the meeting. To the executive round table to go see. Let's meet these peoples. Get this money. It's 12 white people at a table, right? Mm-hmm. Says, hey, I'm Johnny, I'm Allison, I'm Jake, I'm Jeremy, I'm Jared, I'm Luke, I'm Sin, I'm whatever. Mm-hmm. We go through 12 names, they've introduced, you say I'm Vlad to each person. Oh, Leslie, okay. Jim, okay. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes after that meeting.
No, sir.
Can you tell me who Leslie is?
I'm gonna tell you the one who cut the check. Tom, what up? Rest of them, hey man, hey.
How do you play it off when you don't know somebody's name?
I don't feel no type of way. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel no type of way.
Ali, like fuck your name.
No, I'm gonna go with it. I know energy more than your name.
You know what I'm saying? You heard that? I know your energy.
Hey,
no, that energy.
What up, player?
You know what? Your energy,
smooth ass player.
That's it, man.
You giving me more Steve energy, but you telling me your name is Joe.
Half of the times names don't even come up in the play. Names don't even come up in the play. Be like, hey, you hug it out. You want something to drink? Let's get it.
Coolio?
Oh, Highway Jesse.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you worry about it, you fuck around and say the wrong shit.
So when you just say,
we continue into what we're doing.
Buttery.
You know what I'm saying? And hopefully nobody takes it personal, because I don't take it personal when a motherfucker don't remember my name. We just keep it going.
But I like the fact you
remember energies. But the worst shit to me,
I hate it.
The worst shit to me is,
what up, Moody?
Is that shit what you said when motherfuckers.
Angry man.
When a motherfucker.
Hit you with the Playboy.
Nah, when they meet you 100 times and they still make it a point to ask you your name.
Oh, that's
hey, man, if you're not going to remember my shit, man, just not even go through the motions. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Call me Playboy. I'll be Playboy, you be my man.
Yeah, I guess. I don't like to ask nobody what their name is more than twice. And if I don't get it, I'm going to ask somebody that knows you. Right. And hopefully in a way that's very discreet to it. And then you'll know I learned your name, because I'm going to get on my Dale Carnegie and say your name 11 times. So Ali, man, I know you got a podcast, Ali. Ali, man, you live out in Brooklyn right there. Hey, Ali. Like
this motherfucker.
Man, Ali, I'm going to tell you something, Ali. Man, this has been a good.
That's so funny.
Good
Ali.
Conversation.
And
Ali.
Remember the energies. That is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I don't need to know your name. I know
that's
your
so
energy.
Funny. Oh,
that sound like game.
What
like,
up, anxiety? How you living?
Oh, high strung ass.
You know what I mean?
So funny.
Yeah, for sure.
That's hilarious.
Hey, for real though, I be on that.
That's a hear that shit.
I can recognize that shit out the rip.
Mr. Confidence himself.
That's my shit.
There you go, man.
I love that. That's great.
Shout out to the Pope, who's going to be in town, man.
Here we go. You guys going to see him?
I thought he was coming to see us. I thought he was going to at least, you know.
I hit him up. See, come do the podcast.
Holler at your boy.
Come holler at the podcast, you know, in the conversation.
Yeah,
I think he
to
got
him.
Masked though. On
yeah, he's a little booked. Yeah. Booked
okay.
up.
Well, you know,
I mean, they shutting shit down.
Fair enough, man. I'm just trying to help you get to the people, Pope.
It's a big week, though. It's the Pope, the UN week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of the UN opens their session this week as well. So all of the leaders come in. I'm sure the prostitutes are having a a ball out this motherfucker. I'm sure the pimps is making money hand over fist.
The conversation they have now. Listen, you know they're having a team meeting. Now listen, babe, listen, okay, okay. It's a big week for us.
It's a big week
at the UN. Like you need a fall guy. All right, shit.
A pimp in the locker room with his hoes. Now listen, all right. It's a big week for us. You understand now?
I'm sure this shit is a big ass week.
Did you ever see? You seen Players Club before, right?
Oh, a while ago, yeah.
Remember when they pressed the button when Luke came in?
Money in the building.
Money.
Get it.
But then with the UN week, you know it's going to be one leader who's going to give a crazy speech. That's always good. You know,
yeah, no doubt.
I'm more curious to see who it is.
That's going to say the give wrong
like a,
thing.
Like an inflammatory speech. It's always that one dude that comes in straight up, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm from, you know, the nation or whatever, and U.S. ain't shit. Like,
somebody going to throw hands with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Man, who knows?
Snatch that toupee.
Imagine that shit.
Get that wig snatched.
Dude, man.
Well, to your point, D, probably a whole lot of Airbnb was booked up this week because all the hotels are probably.
Maybe. Yeah. I know one thing. Get your ass on the train because that traffic is going to be all the way fucked up.
Yeah.
I ain't even fucking around with it.
Yeah, man.
City bikes going to be taken?
You said city bikes.
They shut the city bikes down around where the pump's going to be. Yep. Can't get one.
They shut down the mail in certain places in Philly. When he was in Philly, along that route, they took the mailboxes out. You can't get no mail in or out.
That sounds like the chief of mail going, listen, I need a day off, man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
I'm tired.
They always need a day off.
That's what I'm saying.
My zip code, listen, my mail man. Be so shady.
You serious? Hell, you don't trust your mail?
I don't trust my mail, man. For real, not in my zip code, player.
Wait, do you have a P.O. box? You have alternate address?
Nah, I got my shit come to my house, man. My shit be taking a week, man.
Yeah.
You know, somebody sent some shit from Philly. I could have drove and picked my shit up. You know what I'm saying? When you an entrepreneur, you be waiting on your checks and shit.
Do you know your mailman? You know him personally? Like, yo, what up, Al?
It don't be him, man. It's something with my fucking post office, man. They be fucking up.
I'd be weird to fuck with them too tough because they fuck with your mail.
Exactly.
You gotta be respectful. But they do. Some of them be looking absent-minded. They be having the big ass headphones on and shit.
Be talking on the phone and shit. I got
shoelaces untied.
Beefing on the phone.
Yeah. My particular dude, he cool. He be on his shit. But sometimes they send the substitutes and you hear them coming down the street. Girl, they walk up in the yard talking live. Who the fuck is this?
It's the mailman.
Yeah, shout out to George and Mike. Those were two good postmen that I had in my life. When you got good mailmen, you know their names because they deliver. They make sure your shit is all.
Question for you. Yeah. Did you tip them at the end of the year?
I did.
Okay.
They took it.
Huh?
They took it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't there when I went back for it.
Hey, yo.
I put it in the mailbox. Yeah, I put their name on it.
Because every postal book I've had would leave like a little note, like
a little thing about gratuity
with his family. No, big with his family. You know, me and my daughters. Happy holidays, y'all. Hint.
He was leaning. Did you tip?
Yeah, I tip. I always tip. Right.
I tried to tip my garbage man. Uh-huh. I had put a bunch of shit out there. You're only supposed to have 6 bags.
Yeah.
And I had some shit done in the back.
Yeah.
So I had about 10 bags out there. So, you know, I was ready when they came. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Yeah, what's crack?
And then I went to tip the dude. He didn't take it. He was like, man, nah. And then he came back after they drove down the block a little bit. He came back down the block like, yeah, man. That dude right there, it's his first week, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, though.
Oh, so he didn't come back and get that?
Nah. He was like, he was like, obviously, they ain't supposed to take it. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, dude, on the first week of the job, man, I ain't trying to play with him.
So he didn't even take the bags nor the tip?
No, he took the bags. Okay. They took the bags. He was like, I got you, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't mess with, because, you know, it was a black dude that was picking shit up, and it was a white boy driving the truck.
Okay, yeah.
So he was like, man, you know what I mean?
Keep it clean.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know him.
Careful. Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's a dirty business.
You know what I mean?
That's hilarious, Ali.
Y'all want to get out of here, man?
Oh, man, it was a good time.
Hell yeah, man.
It was a great time.
Where you going to be at, Vlad?
Oh, man.
On TV.
I'm going to be on TV. What's going on? I am at the Stand. Today when this drops, I'm at the Stand Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm at Levity Live Friday, Saturday.
All
right. And then I'm in LA, I'll be in LA next week for a couple shows.
No doubt.
Muhammad, where you at?
Oh man, we gonna be all over, man. I'm starting a tour, so be in Charlotte next week.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Then ATL after that.
All right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, we on the road.
That's what it is. On the road. I'll be at New York Comedy Club on the Saturday the 26th. I'm doing, I think, a 7 p.m. show and a 9 p.m. show, so come through. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend and tell your enemy. Get in the conversation. We out.